I can definitely see themes throughout my life as a reader and as a writer, from me struggling with both to slowly learning to love reading and getting where I can write. It's just not my favorite thing to do, and that's a personal preference. But also, I'm able to teach my kids. There's some stuff that you're going to love and some stuff you are going to have to do because it's part of your education. Whether or not you like it or not, you're going to have to take science classes, social studies classes, math classes, and reading classes. It's all part of your grand education. And I can also see themes in my students every year over what subjects they gravitate towards. Typically, most of my girls will go towards the reading, whereas most of the boys will not. And most. Every now and then, I'll get lucky and I'll have those students who just flip-flop on me. And those are really the times where I'm pulling everything out of my teacher toolbox in order to get them to develop their own love of reading. And using read alouds and entertaining small group texts often help with this. I've also learned for writing to, at the beginning of the year, start slow. So typically it'll be write two or three sentences, and then as the year goes on, I slowly start adding a longer requirement to their assignments. This year, I taught my fifth graders how to write a five paragraph essay, the basic introduction, three body paragraphs, and conclusion. Unfortunately, we didn't get to finish it because COVID-19 knocked us out the week before we were supposed to be writing our papers, and they were actually researching events in American history. So, yes, I can see themes throughout both my journey as a reader and writer and as my students' journey in reading and writing.